This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Well, if it isn't Friday, it's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Bottle Rock starts today. There are still tickets available for Bottle Rock. If you were like, damn it, I missed out, go to bottlerocknapavalley.com. Check it out. You might be able to squeeze your way in there. Oh,
Can't wait.
Yeah, I see that you're wearing your pink Green Day shirt.
Got my Green Day shirt on, ready to go.
Yeah.
You left the house, and you're done. You're not going home.
I'll go home, but I don't feel like
changing clothes. That should be a quick turnaround, though.
Yeah. Like walk Fred, pee Fred, and then hit the road?
Yeah, I mean, I won't be up there super early, but yeah, I'll be up there in the afternoon for sure.
Yeah, I suppose if like your main reason to go is for Green Day, you could start a little later in the day.
Yeah.
We're definitely going later tomorrow.
Oh,
we're
not
going early.
Yeah.
Because kids, they have an expiration.
They do. So if you want to see something late in the night, you really need to save their spirit.
Yeah. So we're
keep
going late.
Keep your pep up, kids.
Yeah. What I want to see, I'm really excited about Public Enemy. And I love Sublime. And
you know the times on all of these? There's an app, right, that tells you where
you know
and when everybody plays?
I pulled it up just this morning, and all I did was ask my Google app the schedule, and I got this.
Oh.
I don't think it's an app. It just came up, but they give you everything you want.
Oh, okay.
So like for a Saturday, Benson Boone goes on at 6:15.
Oh.
And I have to be there for that.
Yeah.
Oh my God, yeah.
Aim for way earlier because I know you. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that you won't be there in time, but please get there early because something will happen.
This is going to shock you, but I'm actually going for my children's.
Mm.
And
so you'll make sure.
I'm going to make sure I get there so they see those shows. Like I'm pretty floaty. I don't mind. I missed that. That's okay. I was having fun somewhere else. But I don't want them to miss that.
They love him.
Beautiful Things. Like we were talking about it last night, and my youngest just starts screaming that song into it.
Mm.
So that'll be cool. I want them to.
It can be tough getting in there. You know, I missed the struts that year. I was very upset about it.
I understand. And
I was listening to them while I'm in the line going, oh no, I'm missing everything.
I've kind of had a pretty long string of stuff.
Yes.
And so
it's been a week for you.
If it's just me, I'm not going.
Yes.
And it's not that I don't love it. It's just.
You've had a week.
I'm ready to relax.
How nice to have a Saturday off.
I'm ready to kick it and not be in the car.
Kick it.
But I want them to see this. Mm. Bottle Rock's rad and they should get to go do this.
It is a great event.
Dad's commute is not a good excuse for not getting in the car and going to Napa.
There's so many cool things. And obviously it's about the music, but it is also about the food and the drinks and all the side stages. It's really a super fun event.
This is my first one.
Oh.
You're going to love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you will love it. When did Bottle Rock start?
We were there. I know that.
We the first few years we would go up there and broadcast live.
Mm-hmm.
Did all kinds of stuff up there.
2013.
Oh, is that it? Wow, I would have thought earlier than that. Hmm. It's become an absolute...
staple.
Staple, yeah. It's like Outside Lands. I think the first year of that was 08, which I guess now that is pushing 20 years. Like, it is hard to believe that you've been back here for 20... Like, I always measure everything by 2008, Vinny's back. It's, and for so long, it's only been a few years. And now it's like we're pushing 20 years back. Crazy.
It's good.
It's great. Certainly, that should not be construed as a complaint in any way, shape, or form.
It says a lot to those, for me, it says a lot to those first two or three years where I was healthy and we were charging and it was good.
Mm-hmm.
We were doing some good things and good radio and good ratings and all the stuff. And then I started to, you know, downward spiral.
Yeah, it was.
I held it together.
It
for
was
that,
a long decline.
For that 1 year. Yeah. It was actually. You,
I probably don't even know.
No, I don't think it was a long decline. I think in the way alcoholism goes, most people, they linger forever. Mm. But it took me time. I mean, I couldn't quit when I wanted to.
Right.
That's for sure. Because I wanted to just stop. And I'll tell you this, when we hear about, you said it with Irsay yesterday, rest in peace, Jim Irsay, the owner of the Colts, passed away.
Pretty young too, 65.
And I don't know if you had this. Someone said he'd gone to rehab 15 or 16.
I told you that yesterday, yeah. But I don't know anything about that guy. And I don't know how he died either. Like they're saying he passed peacefully in his sleep. They found him in the afternoon in his bedroom.
Yeah, no one's saying yet.
Yeah.
Which, and maybe they won't say.
Maybe they won't.
The NFL's powerful. They can most definitely squash things.
Yes.
But what I was going to say is, you know, there's an example of, you can't get cured. You don't go to rehab and suddenly I'm better.
I'm fine.
Because that's what I wanted. I was like, yes. When I went, yeah, fix me.
Give me
I want to go back to work and I want to have my life back.
Right.
And it just doesn't work like that. And 15 rehab days or 16 or whatever it is.
I think you start to actually give up on that process. You know, well, you go in 15 times, you're like, this does not work for me, but at least I'll be sober for like 2 weeks afterwards.
It's one of those things that ultimately, hopefully, it catches at some point.
Right.
But
that
it's
somebody says
not,
the thing that you can claw onto and use as the thing that gets you through a few days and then get you through a few more.
I'll tell you this, and this is for anyone out there who may be suffering. It's certainly, I've had people say, so what cured you? And I would say, and this is my honest answer, all of it. Like it's all was a process and it all helped me learn. Each time I got to a point where I was that it all, there was no one thing,
right,
is my point. Like I definitely, it took what it took and it just was all of it. So anyway, none of that really matters here. It's Friday morning and we all want to go party. So let's go.
Come on, Barbie. Let's go party.
Can I do a shout out?
No.
I will anyway.
Okay.
I'm moving. No, I was walking my dog yesterday and all of a sudden, like we're in like, you know, where I live is kind of, it's, you know, the breweries and stuff, but you know, there's parts of the block that are pretty remote.
Okay.
And I'm just on this remote part and I hear, hey, are you Maddie from Sarah and Vinny? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, yeah, the West Virginia the sweatshirt gave you away.
Funny.
So Lou and Deb in Half Moon Bay, they've been listening to you guys for 30 years. And they're big fans. And
you were nowhere near Half Moon Bay. What are they doing out there?
They were there enjoying my neighborhood, going to the checking out the breweries. And evidently, there's a tiki place somewhere over by me.
Just on a random Thursday.
Yeah, on a random Thursday.
Oh,
they seem like party people, but they, you know, it's nice.
I had a totally non-similar meetup, but this person I've been dealing with for a while now, as we're doing some legal work, out of the blue yesterday, as we're chatting over Zoom, she's like, so, you're that Sarah, aren't you? I'm like, yes, Valerie, I am. And it's funny because it's like the most unexpected thing. Like you're just walking your dog or you're out to dinner with your daughter. Bob, you probably haven't been spotted yet, huh? Bob is totally anonymous. Bob's face has been on our social though, right?
It's been on. Yeah, she's been on socials with her Tay-Tay shirt that one day.
She's going to become Bob and no one will know who we're talking about if we ever
eventually
get her name.
At some point, I'm sure she's going to be like, all right, enough of this. I'm ready to accept my throne. Right?
Shrug.
She shrugged into the mic, though. I did appreciate that.
I can feel the shrug in the room.
It's like when you're getting deposed and they're like, you have to say it. You can't just nod.
Right.
You can't just shrug. You have to say, shrug.
Or when you're in an exit row on an airplane. I need a verbal yes.
Yes, I need a verbal agreement. Yes, I'll help in an emergency. Myself.
You can count on me.
Right.
I'm getting out of here for sure.
That's why I'm in the exit row. It's not just for the leg room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I also did a podcast yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah, I was interviewed for... I've never talked about my bipolar on a podcast before. I've talked about everything else.
Oh, was it like a mental health?
Yeah, it's called She Bipolar, Bipolar She.
And Bipolar She.
Yeah, and I guess it'll come out next week. But yeah, it was...
Did they pursue you, or were you like, oh, I want to talk to about that?
Yeah, no. Somebody reached out to me and asked. And I never say no when somebody asks me to be a podcast guest, unless it's, you know... something that I don't want to be a part of.
Right. Yeah, people that's ask. You should never say never. You should say. I'm willing to do most every podcast.
Yeah. Because it's part of helping, you know, build the community and all that stuff.
So. Oh, the podcast community.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is a thing.
And she's also a member of the Bipolar Social Club, which is a group I belong to.
Wow.
Isn't it wonderful that people can, that is a benefit of the internet. I mean, you are not alone.
It's like AA. It's like having anything, like having a support system, having people who, like, when you talk
can
about
understand
the
something.
Worst of the worst, they go, I do understand.
Yeah.
I'm actually been there and I'm not going to judge you about it.
Right.
You know?
Where everyone else in your life is like, I don't really get that.
I don't get it.
But, you know, it feels like you need to talk, so keep going. And I'm just going to be over here, like, glancing at my phone. You know, it's nice. It's really nice. I'm glad there's a bipolar social club for you.
It's nice.
That feels very nice. Very
so
supportive.
Is that podcast super heavy?
Yeah. What's going
is
on with that?
Is it fun? I mean, as you say it, it doesn't sound like it would appeal to me.
Bipolar
like, I don't know that I need to see that.
I think
that.
It would
hear that.
If you're. It definitely is more appealing to somebody who's got bipolar or has somebody in their family that has bipolar. And for me, it was talking about how getting double diagnosed with that and ADHD late in life. Like that's a whole thing too. Like a lot of people late in life, because the thing is like you go to your family doctor and they just try to treat you for one thing or the other. And I just never took the time or had the money to go to a psychiatrist. And then once you go to a psychiatrist, they're like, oh, well, no, this is the real deal. Your family doctor meant well, but they were getting it wrong for the last 20 years. So.
Yeah. It's got to feel good to be seen.
Yeah, no, it was great. So anyway, I just, it was nice.
So how long were you on it for?
About 30 minutes.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you tell your story or what do you do?
Yeah, tell your story. Talk about what works for you, what you found that, you know, has helped and share that.
It's a nice thing about podcasts is it just can meander and it can be as long or as short as it wants to be. And, you know, if the conversation's flowing, it's great.
And you don't have to feel like, I can hear radio dials changing. We need to, you know, pick
no,
this up.
You can just go and go. And because usually they're not live, some do air live first and then are a podcast after. You could go back and go, that whole section, I wasn't comfortable with it or that I felt like that didn't work or, you know, podcasting is the thing. Everybody's doing it.
Very rarely did we disappear a secret show, but that was certainly an option.
Yes. It happened once or twice.
Mm-hmm.
Where we went, I don't think that one was one that we should do. And usually it's on our drive home. We'd be like, I'm not feeling good about that. That whole chunk has to come out or maybe we should just not air one today.
And then one of the best ones ever done.
Just,
and you weren't even there.
I wasn't there. It was you and Kapuro.
And Icky.
We recorded it. But you guys didn't record it.
No.
Our old producer did.
Oh, well, that's what it was. Right.
Teachable moment. Jan.
I was so mad. Not because, like, most shows, I feel like, all right, you know, this was.
Oh, bummer. We lost that
this
one.
This was
oh, no.
Scott. I'm not even going to, I'll even say it. And I was on fire too. Mm. Like, we were fire. Mm. And Icky, like, the whole thing was going off. And then she just went, oh, it's terrible, but I didn't get it done. We don't have it. And I just couldn't. We couldn't even say anything.
Was that the beginning of the end?
Yeah, well, there were other things. There were a lot of things.
You know, she had come from TV, this lady, and she was a nice enough lady.
It's very nice. Yeah, very nice lady.
But she didn't understand the urgency of the moment. Like, it's now, dude. We're on.
Right.
Like, right now. What do you mean you'll deal with that later? That we're on now.
And we're going to continue to be on now. And it's going to be every day for 4 hours. We're on right now. Make it happen now.
And we were, we had a, this is, this was before the lost audio, but we had a meeting and she was like, I feel like you guys are always kicking me in the teeth. And we were like, no.
We're just asking you for the things we need.
Yeah.
You're the producer. We'd like to know.
We're just trying to do a show, man. It's not personal. Right. We just need it now.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. And then it turned out she also had some mental health. Some health issues. I don't know what they were exactly, but there was a medicine involved and some things that it just didn't work for her is what it comes down to.
I had one of my first mentors when I was producing the Washington Redskins. And he told me one day, he's like, during the show, just get it done. Don't worry about apologizing. Don't, you know, it's just, you can do all that after. Yeah. But like during the show, just do it.
Just get it done. Have your meeting about it and break down afterward.
And break down.
Whatever, you know. I meant like break it down, we'll take it apart. Not like, oh, I can't believe it.
Well, I mean, in that moment, it was a little, that's a kind so of the mean. Other thing was what was
this
happening.
This is so mean. I know, I do. I'm very dismissive. During the show, I'm like, okay, that's it. Go out. Get out. All right, we are super late.
Yeah.
And it's also Friday, so I'm going to kill this song, all right? Sorry to the person who wants... Chapel Roan all day, every day.
Oh, no. Yeah. You didn't have to say it.
I did. Goodbye. KLLC, KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah Vinny, Allison Morning Show. We'll be right back.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.